This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Workforce watchers say the country could face shortages in many skilled trades in coming years. Nebraska's Winnebago tribe is taking a proactive approach to the issue through a program for high school juniors and seniors. The program includes Ho-Chunk Inc. and local businesses, as Deborah Van Fleet explains.
Willie Bass with Ho-Chunk Inc. says tribal leaders realized they needed programs for their youth who might not pursue higher education.
This program was intended to get students interested in a foot in the door in the fields of construction, IT, nursing, education, etc.
Bass explains the students earn credits for spending 2 hours at their work site 4 days a week. On Fridays, they learn soft skills such as resume building, interviewing, and the importance of a good attitude and good attendance. In the latest Harris poll, more than 80% of employers reported many of their youngest workers lack these important soft skills. Bass says one of the tribe's priorities is ensuring its members have job opportunities.
We want our kids to go off, get educated, and come back and contribute to the tribe and make it a better place and for them to be successful. If they want to contribute those skills on a broader scale in other communities, they have that support system.
Winnebago Public School Superintendent Kamau Turner says they plan to build upon the program in the future.
Our community is growing, our school is growing, and there'll be more of those people needed. Jobs will have to grow as the community grows.
I'm Deborah Van Fleet.
Valerie Davidson is recognized as a trailblazer in Native healthcare and was head of one of the largest tribal health organizations in the nation. But Davidson is no longer president and CEO of the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. In a statement on its website last week, the tribal consortium announced she had left the organization. As KMBA's Rhonda McBride reports, it gave no explanation why, other than to say she was transitioning out of the job.
A number of Alaska Native leaders who were reached for comment call the news about Valerie Davidson's departure shocking in that it was so sudden and abrupt. But the news traveled fast to her old boss, former Governor Bill Walker, who was on a trip to London. Walker says he's both surprised and disappointed.
It's an awkward situation, I'll put it that way, just because she's so gifted.
Walker initially tapped Davidson to be his Health and Social Services Commissioner, where she successfully oversaw the state's push to expand Medicaid, which Walker says has saved the state millions.
I witnessed her literally move mountains on health care issues that benefited Alaska.
The statement from the tribal consortium, while it gives no explanation for replacing Davidson, heaps praise upon her for guiding the organization out of what it describes as a leadership crisis. In the statement, the consortium's board of directors credit Davidson with numerous successes during her watch that include major investments and meaningful improvements, in which it says supported the remarkable transformation of the organization.
Val has been a pioneer, speaking her truth, which I think is very difficult to do in those high-level positions.
Gary Ferguson is an Alaska Native naturopathic doctor who currently works as a researcher at Washington State. He worked with Davidson at the Health Consortium when she served as its corporate attorney. He says he admires her integrity and passion for bringing traditional Native values to healthcare, and wonders if the constant battle between those values and the bottom line were a factor in her departure. For now, Natasha Singh will step in as interim president and CEO. Singh is also a lawyer and a longtime champion of tribal rights. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Support by Drummond Woodsum, a full-service law firm whose nationally recognized tribal nations practice provides services to tribal nations and their enterprises and to companies that do business with tribes across the country. More at dwmlaw.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.